Yeah.
Yeah, they've done by any. Some guy rides the ball and just lowers it down an inch at a time.
They don't ride it, no, but yeah.
It's got a big rope attached to it.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Gee, it comes down so smoothly. Mm-hmm. I thought it was something that was specifically timed out to...
I was looking at an article in the Post that said that they used 5 or 6 people to do it. We'll find out when we talk with Tama coming up in about 15, 20 minutes here on the Ross and Wilson Show.
Well, it's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. WABC Talk Radio 77. Let's see who's on the phone this morning. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Talk. Oh, sometimes I think I must go mad.
Yes.
We're here on the Ross and Wilson Show, and coming up next, Tama Starr.
Yeah, she's, we'll tell you more about it. We'll get to that. It's a little surprise for you here. Coming up next on the Ross and Wilson Show.
We'll be flying at 35,000.
3:17 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
We're at Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Tama Starr is on the phone. We're going to talk to her right now. Where is she? She's over here.
Right there. Good morning, Tama.
Good morning to you.
And welcome to the show.
It is Tama, right?
That's right.
Good. Well, now, I understand your granddad came up with the idea of doing the ball routine on top of the Times building in Times Square.
That's correct. He thought this up for New Year's of 1908.
Gee, that's terrific. Obviously, you were not around at the time.
No, that's a little before my time.
A little before your time. Is this obviously a kind of a family tradition then, apparently?
Yes, it is. Well, he's the founder of our family company, which is Artcraft Strauss Sign Corporation, and we built all those spectaculars that you see in Times Square.
Oh, is that the only one that you do? You must do others around the country.
We do. Well, we've done scoreboards and various
stadiums
and things like that. Mm-hmm. Any kind of outdoor display.
Mm.
So this New Year's Eve ball kind of follows, although it doesn't follow, it kind of leads. It was one of our earliest creations.
Yeah. I'm sure that everybody, because I know when... one year I was out on the West Coast, and they taped the ball, and then they play it, you know, later on when New Year's finally makes it out to L.A. But the... everybody's seen that thing, but I've often... How big is that sucker in diameter?
It's about 6 feet in diameter, and it weighs about 300 pounds.
Now, it's not a ball this year, though, again, right?
Well, it was changed to an apple last year. And the way we changed it from a ball into an apple was by changing the lamp from white to red and by adding the green leaf and stem on the top.
Mm-hmm. That was a great idea. I thought that really looked neat.
Nice. It's a symbol of New York, of course.
Absolutely. It certainly is better than saying the big ball, you know, the big apple.
Exactly right.
When you do that...
the actual lowering...
It takes... Ross was telling me before we went on the air this morning that it's done by hand. Is that right?
That's right. It's done by hand. Well, with the same method that's been used since 1908. There are two pulleys, and there's two men on each rope. The thing's heavy.
Yes, 300 pounds.
And it's hoisted up into place before the New Year's begins and illuminated at the top.
Is it there now?
And it's up on the roof now and ready to go.
All right.
We'll be taking it up to the top of the flagpole, at about 6 o'clock this evening.
Terrific.
Is it, now you say two pulleys, it's kind of like raising a flag, only in reverse, right?
That's it. It's like lowering a big heavy flag.
Yeah. How do you work it out so that it takes 10 seconds?
Well, the whole thing takes 60 seconds, and as it comes down the pole, which is 70 feet in height from the top of the building, there are markers along the pole, and as the apple passes past each marker, then the timekeeper is watching. The markers are supposed to indicate 10-second intervals.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So if it passes one at 9 seconds or 11 seconds, the timekeeper says speed up or slow down.
All right. Okay. Now I got it.
Wow.
Well, that's, where do you get your time from? You get that from the Greenwich Mean Time or something like that to see to it that it's 100% accurate?
Well, we time it to the Bureau of Standards in Washington, D.C., and we get that over the radio.
Yeah.
And part of the tradition also is that, there's a gentleman who's been supervising this for about 50 years as the timekeeper, and he's got a battered-up old Mickey Mouse watch.
No kidding.
And he uses that as well.
That's terrific.
Tama, what do you do afterwards on New Year's Eve?
They take the apple down.
Another
year, obviously.
That's right.
You all set for a big party or something? I mean, what does family go out and celebrate afterwards?
Well, the whole family doesn't go down there. My father, who's the president of the company, he stays home in comfort and watches it all on TV.
Sure,
and
he does.
Go down there and do this.
Those executives always have the cushy job.
Boy, I'll say.
That's incredible. Well, do you who actually sponsors this event, Tammy? You don't do this for your health. Somebody's got to send you a check.
Well, this year the sponsor is a secret sponsor and will be revealed as soon as the ball actually drops.
Mm-hmm. A secret sponsor?
That's correct.
Can we guess?
You can guess if you like, but
she won't tell you.
You won't tell me even if I get it right?
No, that's right. I can't say.
Will you tell me if I'm warm?
I could tell you if you've got the wrong sponsor, but that would take the rest of the morning.
Yeah, really? I could, I'm sure I could, yeah. There's no, you wouldn't tell me if I was on the right track or anything. How about industry? If I, it's a commercial sponsor, I take it.
Oh, yes. There's somebody who wants to be associated with this after the first of the year. But we had a rehearsal that was sponsored, and I can tell you who sponsored that. That was the Great Western Winery gave us a Jeroboam of champagne.
Oh,
and
my.
That was really fun, and that was the rehearsal the other day.
Right.
Nice.
And then you sit there and pop some corks and rehearse that part, too, I take it.
That's right. We rehearsed that part very carefully.
Well, Tama, we're looking forward to it.
Let's try it again.
Really, we hope you have a marvelous time tonight. And,
thanks to you and your family for providing us with that magnificent, it's an institution.
Yeah.
For New Year's Low, these mini moons. Is Grandpa Starr still around, or...
No, he's been gone about 5 years.
Ah.
And of course, his creation will go on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. Thank you again very much, and the best to you and your family in New Year. And we'll be watching your action tonight.
Well, thank you so much from all of us at Artcraft Stress and my father Mel, our glorious president.
Yes.
And we'll all be watching you on New Year's Eve too.
Hot doggies.
Well, there you go.
Listen, tell Mel to at least stand up for the occasion.
Have a happy New Year. Thanks for talking to us. We'll be back with Stevie Partland to look at sports and more right after this.
Starting Monday, the curtain rises on a whole...
Well, incidentally, did you notice that 6 feet wide weighs 200 pounds and falls down a 70-foot flagpole?
Hmm.
Try that one on your cocktail
Goodness.
Party friends tonight.
That would confuse the worm, I tell you.
Well, not, maybe not, you know, gravity and everything. One more thing. I want you to enjoy your New Year's Eve, and I hope that you will join me in celebrating the beginning of 1983 right here, Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Special guest Terry Klausner is going to talk about the sophisticated ladies' union situation. Very interesting.
He actually dropped, not the ball, the Big Apple.
Boom.
Out of Times Square. We're going to talk with Thomas Starr about that. Her family's been involved in that for years and years and years, and we'll find out how it works. 5 after 8 at WMCA.
This is more right here every Saturday. You'll learn why lower supermarket prices don't always result from lower prices down on the farm. It's just one example of how...
7 after 8. I'm Ralph Howard.
I'm Bill Ryan.
We're going to check the headlines in just a moment. How do they drop that Big Apple on New Year's Eve tonight? And we'll find out from Thomas Starr in just a moment. We'll get a report on traffic right now from Ted Politz.
Well, we do have a few things to...
The headlines in just a moment.
57 days of winter is on. Win a vacation at Harrah's in Atlantic City. Pick up your entry form today at Seven Stars Restaurant, number 1 Fort Hill Road in Yonkers. Mail in your entry and stay tuned to Good Guy Radio.
10 minutes away from the top stories in case you missed them, but we're not going to make you wait either. These are some of the headlines.
Well, we don't want to dampen your holiday spirits, but the good news is there will be train service on Cyanide. He has been arrested for attempted murder.
Hmm. Last year, that big ball that dropped down in Times Square became a Big Apple for the right city in the world, the Great Apple itself. WMCA was a part of that. It's 11 after 8 o'clock. It's a long tradition. And I think before we talk about the mechanics of dropping the Big Apple, we ought to find out about the history of this. The Starr family's been involved for decades in this, and Thomas Starr is on the line. Their family operates Artcraft Strauss, the organization that's helped lit up Broadway for decades. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Apparently, is this the 75th year?
This is the 76th year. It's the 75th anniversary of the first dropping.
Mm-hmm. But how did this get started?
Well, let's see. When they inaugurated the Times building and named Times Square in 1905, they had a huge fireworks display. And they did this for a couple of years with the big crowds and all of that. But apparently there was some problem with the fireworks because the city outlawed them in 1907. And they needed a new illuminated display. And they decided to go with this with incandescent lamps and have the ball. And that was when my grandfather invented the thing.
Thomas. Is the ball there all year round?
No, it comes apart into two halves, and it's stored in the basement of the building.
Uh-huh. So it's like us trying to find the Christmas tree decorations, huh? Except
that's
you know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is it, Lord? I know it's done by hand, but this has got to be carefully synchronized, obviously.
That's right. Well, the whole procedure is that the two halves of the ball are removed and cleaned and relamped and tested, and they're fitted around that stainless steel flagpole on top of the building and hoisted into place. And we get new ropes every couple of years, and it's a twin pair of pulleys at the top. And since the whole ball with the rope and the lamps and everything else weighs about 300 pounds, it takes two men on each rope to lower the thing. And there's a timekeeper, and the timekeeper is watching the descent. And there are markers all the way along the pole that are supposed to mark 10-second intervals. So they start dropping it at 11:59, and as it passes each of the markers, the timekeeper is watching, and he says, speed up or slow down in order to get it to reach the bottom at exactly the right moment.
How many lamps are there?
There are about 200 lamps, and they're 25 watts apiece.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of the change in bulbs.
Has anything ever gone wrong?
I guess the most difficulties were when the weather conditions are very bad and it's stormy up there, there can be a wind tunnel effect with the wind coming up the side of the building, and it will actually push the ball back up the pole.
Mm.
And so that will make a problem in getting it down on time. And on those occasions, these fellows have to jump up there and try to pull it down.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm glad we got a chance. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
It's something you take for granted, but there's some people deeply involved in this. Tama, thank you.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
You.
Are you going to watch the apple drop?
I'm going to be up on the roof this year, and it's going to be very exciting.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tama Starr and her family, Art Kraft Strauss, been involved now, as you pointed out, for, what, 70, 76 some years now.
Can you imagine being up there? The wind comes along, starts to blow it back up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got another tradition. As long as we're doing that, we're going to talk about the Waldorf. I mean, that's one of the places where the cameras go on New Year's Eve. And Tom Minetti's on the
so
line.
So do people.
Sure. it's 814 WMCA, Ralph and Ryan program. Tom Minetti is director of food and beverages at the Waldorf.